From the Bell Telephone Hour. Now your host, Donald Boyle.
Good evening. Our featured performer tonight is almost as famous a wit as he is a pianist. And when you're talking about Oscar Levant, you can't forget that he's been an actor, an author, and a TV personality into the bargain. Oscar appeared with me many times on the Telephone Hour from 1942 on through 1951. And generally, he brought along some pieces by his great friend, George Gershwin. Here, as he played it with the Bell Telephone Orchestra in February of 1944, is the Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you.
Levant was the soloist in Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. 2 years after he wrote the Rhapsody, Gershwin turned out one of his most tuneful Broadway scores for O.K. What a fantastic list of songs. Clap Your Hands, Maybe, Do Do Do, and most beautiful of all, the classic that the Bell Telephone Orchestra plays for us now, Someone to Watch Over Me.
Thank you.
watch over me, which Gertrude Lawrence introduced in OK 43 years ago. Oscar Levant will be back at the keyboard on our All Gershwin concert in just a moment.
In April 1927, the Bell Telephone Laboratories demonstrated the first practical method of transmitting sound and pictures together from city to city, and Herbert Hoover became the nation's first TV star. Because of our discovery, a whole new multi-billion dollar industry was born. Today, the average 18-year-old American has spent 17,000 hours of his life watching TV. And with the growth of educational television, his children will watch even more. TV transmission even gave man his first look at the surface of the moon. Yet the reason we first demonstrated TV transmission was part of our search for a better phone. And now we have it. The picture phone. In limited use today, and eventually available for your home. Neither Leonardo da Vinci nor Jules Verne had the imagination to prophesize TV. But then, they weren't looking for a better phone.
George Gershwin was, of course, a great pianist. And I guess it was because of his untimely death that he only published 3 short pieces for keyboard solo. These are the famous piano preludes. And in June of 1945, Oscar Levant played numbers 2 and 3.
Thank you.
Gershwin Preludes, played by Oscar Levant. Earlier tonight, we heard Oscar's performance of The Rhapsody in Blue. He used to joke about the fact that he was asked to play The Rhapsody so often that he almost became typed as a one-piece pianist. My joy at hearing that Gershwin had been commissioned to write a concerto could hardly have been exceeded by his, Oscar said with his typical brand of satiric humor. For now I would have another piece to play. Automatically, my repertoire would be doubled. Oscar, of course, did play the concerto in F many times in concert, and he made a marvelous recording of it. And he often performed one movement of it with me and the Bell Telephone Orchestra. On his first visit in 1942, I asked him why he chose the slow part instead of the big first movement, or the flashy finale. I can only say, he replied right on the air, that I'm honoring George's own preference for this movement among his works with symphony orchestra. He felt that it most fully realized in form and mood what he set out to do. Thank you. the second movement of George Gershwin's Piano Concerto in F, as Oscar Levant played it with the Bell Telephone Orchestra a little over 19 years ago. I'll be back with a look ahead to next week after this word from your telephone company.
Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just like...
Fashion designer Mary Quant, creator of the miniskirt.
Of course, we have telephones over in England, but I never dreamed you could do such wild things with them. You know, here in the States, you can actually send drawings, I mean pictures, right over the telephone system. To me, that's something else. Just think, I could send my designs all over the world just by picking up the telephone.
It isn't so much our telephones, Miss Quant. It's our network that links them together that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and instantly switch it to any of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
This is Donald Wortons. I do hope you enjoyed our All Gershwin evening with Oscar Levant, and that you'll be with me again next week at this same time when Jussi Björling, one of the truly great singers of modern times, is our featured artist on these encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.